Three for the Money is brought to you by the TrendCenter app. This is the best tool for sports betting research. The TrendCenter app, you can test betting systems from the past 20 years, explore thousands of existing trends and systems from top betting experts, choose from hundreds of filters to test different systems for each sport. Save these trends and get notified when their systems have games. Download the app and use our code TFTM for 15% off a premium membership after a 2-day free trial. Okay, okay, okay. We're here, we're back, we're Street for the Money. New episodes every Thursday, and the Super Bowl is done. Football season is over. NFL football season is over. You're a weekly listener. Well, congratulations. You're with one of the best shows running right now. And then two, me and Sean were incorrect on the Chiefs winning, but also it was what's up?
Which is fine.
Well, it's fine. Yeah, it's fine. Didn't totally see that one coming. Before we, really get into the Super Bowl, let's say hi to the fellow. Chris, how are you doing?
Doing great. As the only person on this panel who had Eagles money line, it was one of the easiest bets of all time. I saw it coming a mile away. I said Eagles were going to dominate start to finish, and I said you guys were just idiots for betting on the Chiefs. No, obviously that's not true. Didn't see that coming at all. That just from bell to bell, just an ass whooping. Just very surprising. You hate to see it happen, though, right? I know y'all had Chiefs money line, but still, party had to be like, okay, this is kind of awesome.
Yeah, I was hedging joy a bit. There's a lot of moving parts, but Sean, how are you?
Good. I kind of went into this Super Bowl with the same mindset as I went into the AFC Championship. Like, I have money on the Chiefs, but I'm emotionally on, like, the Eagles or then the Bills. Like, you know, being at an Eagles fan's house for the Super Bowl, I told him, like, in the third quarter when, you know, they were up by 40. Like, it's like, hey, I got money on the Chiefs, but I'm, like, I just want you to know that. He was like, I get it. It was a very fun Super Bowl. Like, I will say that. Like, I had a shit ton of fun. I hit a lot of my props. Great time. I think that's one of the more fun Super Bowls that I've attended as of late, I think.
Yeah,
Would you guys
I
agree?
mean,
Or
it was, I mean, parts of it were incredibly electric. Like, I mean, Cooper DeJean getting the pick six, like at that point it was, oh my God, this is incredible. I don't think there's ever been a white boy to get a pick six in the Super Bowl. That's probably
culture.
Not true. Yeah, that's probably not true. Maybe
well,
like a
no,
long time
no,
ago.
But
it
the sport's been around for a while, so
right. Yeah, sorry. And so, but that was electric. And I mean, I think the NFL posted on Instagram today, it was like the Cooper DeJean pick six in like 10 other languages. It was awesome. And like, honestly, like the UK, like announcers, they were all about it, dude. They were like,
they were a little too excited. If you ask me, they were a little too excited.
Yeah. But that was, I mean, that was electric. The Chiefs, I mean, like, they just kind of seemed like pretty like one dimensional, honestly. Like, It felt like they sold out against the run. I mean, Saquon only had, I think it was 57 yards, something like that. It wasn't a lot, but at the same time, it's like, dude, you gotta. This is their bell cow. This is like he will destroy your team if you let him. And the Chiefs did a good job of keeping him contained. But I mean, outside of that, it's like shooting fish in a barrel. So it's I don't know. It's just one dimensional. You expected more just in general from the Chiefs, but at the same time, I mean, like the Eagles were on a freight train from hell. They hadn't lost a game since, what was it, week five?
Yeah, but it was
Something.
before their bye week.
They
Yeah.
lost to the Commanders, and but
Oh, Jay. Yeah.
Oh,
Jay,
right.
Jalen Hurts was got a concussion in that game, so if like technically they lost that, but they were shorthanded. So
Okay.
if you want to count
Whoever.
Let's go over some of our favorite props, or our favorite props that hit, because being with you boys, there were some props that cashed other props, and sometimes we had three bets cash at once, and it was just electric all around. So I'd really like to go through that with y'all.
Okay. Well,
I'll start off.
okay.
Electric. I said it last week. It was my favorite touchdown prop. One of the best passes I've ever seen. Hurts to Devontae Smith. To not only cash the over, but cash the plus 250 touchdown. I mean, and we didn't go over it last week, and I was made aware of this, as I think both of y'all were made aware of this, the day of the Super Bowl. No player drafted from Alabama has ever caught or scored a touchdown in the Super Bowl. And he's the first one to do it. And that, I mean, that alone blew my mind, but God, what a perfect pass. I saw that pass in slow motion today, and I was like, oh, yes. Yeah.
Yeah, that one was sick. I was gonna say that, but I think you have earned the right to claim that. You said it was your favorite touchdown score. But just for that one, real quick, I remember when he launched it. I don't remember if I said it out loud, but when he first like cocked back, I was like, oh, Devontae, come on.
Yeah.
Like that's a Devontae ball, and then we saw it with him. Like, oh my God! And I had forgot it also cashed the over. So yeah, I for
Yeah.
so that's awesome. I think my favorite was probably had to be Hurts. It's kind of boring, but it was Hurts over 9.5 rush attempts. Just because while
Yeah,
we were watching it, every time he ran the ball, I was like, that's one.
it was a countdown. It was awesome. It was a countdown every time from you. That
And
was fun.
after like the first few, I was thinking, I was like, may I just stop doing this in case like it gets to like the fourth quarter and I'm like sweating this. And it's like, and I have to be like, oh, that's eight, yay. But it was never a sweat. Pretty sure he hit it midway through the third quarter. Other than that, Hopkins, it wasn't one of my favorites because I thought it was gonna lose after he dropped a wide open pass. Hopkins over 1.5 catches was that was more of a relief than like a awesome like that this is awesome. Just because after he caught that one that was just wide open, I was like, this is loser. Like this doesn't have a prayer. But so yeah, those two are probably my favorite.
I mean, I guess my favorites were probably when. Okay, so it was when Hopkins scored the touchdown to put the Chiefs at 20, which cashed his receptions, his yards, and it had both teams to score 20 plus points. So that was another
That
three bets at the same time.
was Worthy that caught that 65-yard pass, and then Hopkins went for two. Like, Hopkins got the two.
No, this is a different touchdown.
The touchdown you're thinking of to go to 20, though, was worthy. It was like that
Sure, whatever.
perfect.
No,
I
that is
mean,
right,
like, I
'cause
mean,
that was like a
I'm not
50-yard
wrong. Like,
play, wasn't it?
yeah, it was like a 65. It was a
Yeah.
that. I mean, like, granted, that play hasn't been talked about enough, honestly. That was like a per. Like, they got on the field, they scored a touchdown, and they went for two and got it. That was a perfect play. But that is what you're thinking of.
Okay.
I mean, what?
I said okay.
But
But you
when
have
T
disdain
Hop,
about it.
but D Hop's touchdown catch did cash two bets for you with
Yes.
the
Right.
catches and the over, and his receiving yards over. And me too, so
And
that one was
then
up.
another one that was electric for me, super juice though, was the shortest touchdown under 1.5 yards.
Yeah.
That was an opening drive. The Eagles' second drive, because
Yeah.
they had that bullshit call in my first drive. The second drive bombed to Jahan Dotson. He's down at the one. They do the run in. Boom. First quarter, first bet cashed. Oh, and then the punt in the touch for the touchback. That was
I can't
an
believe I didn't take that.
easy bet.
I can't believe I
Yes.
didn't take that.
+130. So, yeah, I mean, like, I ended up going like up like a unit. So, but I also ended up taking like five parlays that I saw on Twitter. I put a quarter unit on all of them, but I still ended up coming up like up a unit. So, successful day for me. Chris?
Yeah, I think it was a successful day for all of us. I think we were all in the green. I went 10-10 overall, but all the winners came from full unit or half unit plus money. So not, I don't know exactly how many units I was up because my picket won't load, which is annoying. But I was definitely in the green because most of my losses came from quarter units, and those were just for funsies. I hate that all my fun bets pretty much lost, but whatever. Can't complain about winning. So,
Yeah, really wanted that
yeah.
scorigami, but
Oh,
whatever. That was a long shot
and
anyway.
over 2.5 players to attempt to pass. When I
Oh,
saw Kenny
yeah.
Pickett go in, I
Oh,
was like,
man.
let's fuck. That was electric.
And he
Nobody
just
was
threw it out of
happier than me.
bounds.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
Shout out
Yeah.
Kenny Pickett, legend forever in my mind.
Yeah, I think it's also worthy to note that that Cooper DeJean interception, I did take him +650 for over an interception. And also I parlayed both QBs to throw a pick, which I was like thinking I think they had gone a decent amount of time. Both of these quarterbacks have gone a decent amount of time without throwing a pick. I don't think either one of them threw a pick the entire offseason or like the entire playoffs. If I'm remembering correct.
I got no clue.
I mean, the Chiefs only played two games before that, and they didn't throw any. I don't think he threw it in the Bills game.
I don't think so either.
I don't think
But
so.
yeah, you know, Hurts threw the first one, and then I was like sitting there, I was like, Mahomes interception to DeJean. Mahomes, I was manifesting it. And then doing it. And then when he did it, and I was just like, go. Go! Fun. Super fun Super Bowl.
You made that happen, Sean.
I did.
You spoke to him.
I did. We were on the same wavelength.
Yes. The white boy wavelength. That's going to be the title of the episode. No, it's
Oh,
not.
God.
No, it's
Okay.
not.
We're about to get a whole new set of listeners.
White boy wavelength. But I mean, like, yeah, like it's also kind of weird. I mean, if we're ready to move on from the props, just to, I don't know. I mean, we don't have to fully recap the game, but like post Super Bowl, it feels like everything I've seen about Jalen Hurts, just like he's like, hey, I'm going to Disney World, and then like they're asking him questions at Disney World, and they're like, does it feel like you won the Super Bowl? He's like, I don't know. And then like he's they're like, we know that your wallpaper on your phone was you losing the Super Bowl 2 years ago. Are you gonna change it yet? He's like, probably not. It's like, what is this all for then? Why? And so,
Motivation.
yeah, but he's back. He finished the story.
Story's not finished.
Gotta win another one.
All right.
It's never over, you know? Story's never over until you hang 'em up. I mean, that's just kind of how it
That's
is.
true. Yeah.
Finish the story.
So it seems like the blueprint, I mean, it's easier said than done, but the blueprint to beat Patrick Mahomes is very much there. It's both Super Bowl losses are he's just been spanked, and it's just rush four, get pressure with four, and don't blitz.
Yeah.
Again, that's very difficult to do. But if you can do it, you're probably gonna win.
Yeah,
Because he,
just have
I
like the
mean,
best O-line, the best defensive
well,
line,
I was just
the
talking about
best
on
running back.
defense,
No, I know, but the
but no, I
blueprint
mean,
is there. You just have to have the best set of four on the offense and the defense, and you also have to have the lead leader in rushing.
which he didn't even
MVP
do anything.
quarterback. Yeah, but you had him.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
they sold out for the run.
They sold out for the run, and I guess to stop Goddard, because I don't know. I think he finished with like 30 something yards, but and
Yeah.
a lot of more than half of them came on one play, I think. But everyone else just had a field day. Like, I don't remember what Devontae finished with, but he had a big game. AJ had a big game. It was like, if you weren't Saquon Barkley, you had a really good game, which sucks for him, but oh well. Still
Hey.
gets a ring, and he doesn't have to play for the New York Giants anymore. So,
He did what he needed to do. He got him there.
oh yeah, he's the pretty much, or not pretty much, I would say the sole reason that they got there.
Did Hurts win the MVP? That makes sense.
That's why he was at Disney World.
Oh, we gotta
I just
stop
thought the
that.
quarterback said that.
The MVP
The
goes
MVP
to
does.
Disney World.
Had no idea.
We gotta stop that. That
I mean,
I wonder how much
that
money he
doesn't
got.
seem fun.
I mean,
Like, you just won the Super
Disney
Bowl. You
World's pretty
have
fun.
you probably haven't slept in God knows how long. And it looked like, I mean, I just
He
saw one clip, but it looked like he might have been there by himself.
probably hung over.
Yeah, like that sounds, it's hot. That sounds awful. I was like, we gotta stop making these grown ass men take a child's vacation as the reward for winning a Super Bowl.
Where
Well,
should they go?
you got kids? I
A
don't
bar, a club, out with your
know.
boys who you just went to war with for over a calendar year. Like, just let them do whatever the hell they want. They don't have to go anywhere. But it's just because, oh, I'm going to Disney World is like such an iconic thing, which I didn't even know they still said that up until a couple years ago. I think I kind of stopped paying attention. I forgot who it was, but I saw a commercial and I was like, oh, they still do that? I thought that went away a long time ago. But I just,
It's
it
like
should be the
it's like meeting the
pay.
president, you know. It's like
Yeah. But you
it's
can
just
opt
what
out
they
of
do.
that. A lot of
Yeah, I
people have
guess.
opted out of that.
That's more of a team thing though, you
That's
know,
true.
like
Sure, wasn't gonna say. Oh, they need to do the every Super Bowl winner needs to do the Peyton Manning thing, where he's like, "I'm gonna go home, I'm gonna drink a fridge full of Budweiser, and I'm gonna fall asleep." Like
And he got paid a
that's.
lot of money to say that.
Oh yeah, drink a whole case of Budweiser, eat three Papa John's pizzas, gonna get them all on Uber Eats. Promo code
Promo
Manning.
code Manning for 20% off.
But
They
see,
just
like,
the MVP is just doing promos now. Like
I'd
it's
respect that. But
yeah, get your bag, bro. Get your bag,
think
man. Taxes.
it's, I just think, like, I saw that video of him in that parade thing, and Mickey's up next to him, like jumping up and down. I'm like, this looks awful. We need to stop just forcing the Super Bowl MVP to do this. That's just
Yeah.
my take.
I mean, I don't know. It's,
I feel
I bet.
like. Go ahead, Sean.
Well, I
Sorry.
bet some people just enjoy it more than others. You know, it's, I mean, but I agree. Like, it being a forced thing to do seems wrong. Like, if you want to go, go. I mean, it's a probably a free trip to Disney World for the day. Yeah, it didn't really look like he had anybody there.
Yeah, like he
I
was
know he's
by
got
himself
a
on that
wife and
float.
kid, but yeah.
Yeah,
I
if
know
he
he's
had
got
like
his wife and
kids
kid,
and
yeah.
he was up there with his kids, I'm like, okay, this is a fun experience. But it looked like he was by himself.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is, and maybe his kids were there, just not in the parade. But it looked just like a miserable time.
Yeah, I'm pretty indifferent to it. You just won the Super Bowl. So do a little press. I don't know.
Maybe do it like a
Yeah.
week later is all, not like the day after.
Yeah, the day after is a little insane, but what were you gonna say, Will?
To sort of piggyback off of what Chris was saying, I also kind of forgot that that was a thing until I saw it on Instagram. And I just feel like they haven't, I just feel like they haven't televised it. Because like I saw it on Instagram and like he had the shirt on and he was just, it was just like him by himself. And they were like, hey, what are you gonna do now? And he's like, I'm gonna go to Disney World. And like it looked like he was standing onto like the ramp of the stage where like, you know, they give them the trophy. Like it looked like he was standing on the ramp for that. And like some
It
guy
was
was just
like
there with his phone, like, hey, hey, say the thing. and he just did it. And he was like, oh, okay. And so I just feel like they haven't, I feel like they haven't televised it. I don't know.
Yeah, I feel like, I mean, I could be wrong, but I feel like, yeah, that was something that used to be like on the actual TV broadcast. And now it's like, yeah, you see it 3 days later on Instagram or something.
Yeah. That was, I think that was also a thing. I remember when Patrick Mahomes won his first Super Bowl and everybody had all these takes about like he won the MVP and he had to go to Disney World. And it's like, this guy is clearly hungover. Like this, he's not having a good time. And that was Mahomes before children, I believe.
Yeah,
I don't
that's
think he
what I'm
was
saying.
married.
Just let them like have a week to party, and then when they're like, all right, gotta put in time with the family, haven't seen them in God knows how long. Okay, free trip to Disney World. But to do it immediately after, you know, he had to just at least, if this was me and I didn't have kids or anything, I was just going because I had to. It was just private jet down, parade, take some pictures, private jet back. All right, Saquon, let's hit the bars.
I'm going to get hammered.
Yeah. Let me pop down to Disney World for the day. They were going to tear
Gonna ride Space Mountain real fast.
it.
And then take some
Then
pictures
we're
and
coming back.
then we're coming back.
I mean, maybe I maybe we haven't seen it recently due to like COVID stuff, 'cause maybe they weren't allowed to go in 2020, 2021. And then like Mahomes won it twice, and it was kind of like, yeah, he's done
Nobody
this
cares.
already. Like, yeah,
Yeah.
it's not like a quarterback that's already done it. Like, this is his first time like at Disney
Yeah.
World, you know, like as an MVP.
He just
So
really
maybe
likes
that's kind
Disney
of why
World.
we forgot about it, but
Yeah. I
that's
feel
the
like that
only
used
reason I
to,
could
that
think
could
of.
be. I feel like that used to just be a bigger deal.
Yeah,
Like when, oh, yeah.
it totally did.
Yeah.
Like, it
Okay.
totally did used to be, because like, you know, there were like Disneyland or Disney World commercials of like, you know, the MVP of the Super Bowl, the NBA championship. Like, it's like, I'm going to Disney World, and they were so
Yeah.
fucking hyped about it. Like, they were ecstatic to go to Disney World. They were ready to go to Disney World. They couldn't get there fast enough.
If you got the fast pass,
That's
I'd be
true.
pretty. I'd be pretty stoked to go to Disney World too. Go to
I'm
Space
sure they.
Mountain.
I'm sure Jalen didn't wait in any lines.
Yeah,
I'm sure he didn't wait for anything. He's the goddamn Super Bowl MVP.
go to Space Mountain. Go to the racetrack in Epcot. And then Everest in the
It's
animal
like three
world.
different parks.
Hey, he's the Super Bowl MVP. He should be able to do whatever he wants.
Yeah,
But,
but I mean,
without
I'm just
being
saying that's a lot of
confined
travel time.
to Magic Kingdom. I don't know. Who's to say? Oh, but yeah. I mean, like, is there a, I mean, do we have any more thoughts? I mean, Chris, I know you will inevitably say, after I'm be like, the Super Bowl football season is over, and then you're just going to be like, well, au
UFO.
contraire.
UFL end of March. Just counting down the days. By the end of March, I'm be like, okay, I need football. So,
Yeah.
but nah. So yeah, I mean, T-minus however long until Chris's UFL gambling corner is back.
All right. I'm counting down the minutes.
We'll bet on every game again, responsibly.
Oh, of course. This should be named the Responsible Betting Show. Because we're so responsible with our
That's why
30
they call,
Super Bowl props.
yeah, that's why they call me Chris Bet Within Your Means Walker.
That's right. I heard someone say that once.
Many people, the streets say it all the time.
Isn't it on your credit card?
Yeah, it actually
Like,
is. I had to get an elongated one for the long nameplate.
had to make a
Like, how
lot of
many
bets to get
characters
that.
is this? I was like, just charge me whatever. It has to be on there.
Cool. I mean, do we got anything else?
Is I so I was talking with my buddy about this last night. He kind of saw that he was like, I really kind of didn't realize how much of a little bitch Patrick Mahomes is.
You didn't realize that?
Those were his actual words. Do you guys think that Patrick Mahomes is a little bitch?
Yeah, kinda. Okay.
I think in the moment, which I guess you could probably say this about 90% of professional athletes, when things are not going his way, and maybe it's just because things do not go his way so rarely, you don't really see it that often, he does act like a bitch because I remember the game against the Bills last season
Yes, this
when
is what I was
Kadarius
gonna,
Toney was offsides by a foot and a half, and
this
he
is what I was gonna
complained
bring
like,
up. Yeah.
yeah, and he it shaking Josh Allen's hand was like, yeah, that was bullshit, man. I was like, well,
Yeah, not even like
no.
good
Oh,
game.
yeah. Yeah,
Not
not
even like
like,
good game. He was like, that was the worst fucking call I've ever seen in my life.
and Josh Allen has been
Justin
like,
was like, okay.
yeah, like 13 seconds he had to watch his Super Bowl dreams go up in smoke because of Patrick Mahomes and his defense, but mainly Patrick Mahomes. And he went out there and was like, hey man, go in the next one. It was he wasn't like, oh man, that was fucking bullshit. I didn't get to touch the ball. Fuck you. He's like, no, just go win it. And when I feel like whenever Mahomes loses, he does kind of throw a temper tantrum. And his voice is silly, so that makes it worse.
Yeah. He does
Yeah.
pout.
I think
He does pout a lot.
he does. If we're talking just terms of little bitch, just completely checked out, Travis Kelce, what the fuck? I mean, did you see that play? It's been making its
Yes.
rounds on Twitter, that scramble Mahomes had 5 minutes left in the third quarter. I mean, the game's over, but that's where like Kelce and Mahomes have like incredible chemistry was when Mahomes is scrambling and Kelce just finds a way to get open. Mahomes scrambles. The motherfucker stands there at like the
Yeah.
45-yard line and does is just watching him. And then Mahomes even like runs right by him and he's just standing there. It was like he didn't even like try to get in front, maybe throw like a somewhat of a block. He just stood there and watched him. I was like, fuck
Yeah,
you.
I saw that too, and while that like before he started scrambling as the play was not developing, but still like ongoing. Like Kelsey kind of was just like, oh, like threw his hands up and was just like, oh, what the hell? And then just kind of went like a statue, you know, put his hands down and then just kind of watched. He just kind of just was
Didn't
turning his head and he was
move.
just like, yep. Okay.
I mean, and he's always been like a when things aren't going my way, I'm gonna throw a temper tantrum. With 2 years in the Super Bowl last year, I can't remember when he screamed at his head coach when they were losing. That they won, so it got to be like, oh, haha, just like a heat of the moment kind of thing, you know, us
Just kidding.
guys. Yeah, but I mean, even go back to like. I can't remember if this is pre-Mahomes or not, when he got like a personal foul or whatever called on him and he didn't agree with the call, so he threw his towel at the ref. It's like, yes, like in a vacuum, that a moment by itself is objectively funny. But when you're doing this kind of like just crybaby stuff over and over, it's like, okay, he's an ass. Like, I know
Yes.
people love him now because he's dating Taylor Swift and he's got his podcast and blah, but he's an ass when things aren't going his way.
Yeah.
So.
But I to go back to the Mahomes discussion, just to play kind of devil's advocate there. It's kind of like when you know that like a play like a call could be called. I don't know, and th that could help your team. You kind of want to be like, "Hey, man, look at that!" You know, like to give an example. I mean, like you know, the last time the Chiefs were in the Super Bowl with the Eagles, and there's that bullshit call at the end. But you know, he threw the pass, and the defender touched him, and then Mahomes is like, ah. "It's kind of like, yeah, that's a bitch move," but also like. That's my teammate, and if he calls this, we're gonna win the game. So it's kind of like at that point, I can't really blame him. Maybe just look less like a bitch, but while you're doing it, but at the same time, it's kind of like, okay, well, if I was Patrick Mahomes and I think I could get a call, I would draw the ref's attention to it. You know, it. And so, just to play devil's advocate,
I get that,
sure,
but when
yeah.
it's seemingly every play where there might have been some sort of contact and you're pointing and like, hey man, what the fuck was that? It's like, okay. Like,
Sorry,
chill.
buddy. Yeah.
It got old. It gets old.
It was I this is gonna sound so bad, but I think one of the funniest things I saw on Twitter this week was a picture of probably like a 9 to 10 year old child who was, you know, crying. At like in the middle of the third quarter, like at the half, like coming back from the half, and he was just like on the couch in his Chiefs gear, just like like you could just tell this kid was bawling, but
Good.
he
Welcome to the
doesn't know
fucking
anything
show.
else other than like diff like he doesn't know how to lose, and
Yeah,
I was
good.
like,
Then,
good, like
yes.
fucking this is a learning experience for you. You need to learn how to lose because. You are not as, or more people are less fortunate than you. You need to learn to be
Lot.
like us.
He had three parades before he was 10 years old.
Exactly. Yeah.
Fuck that
Yeah.
No,
Welcome
like,
to the fucking show. Yeah.
exactly. It's like,
Yeah.
man, you couldn't last a second in my shoes. I go through misery on a daily basis.
Yeah.
Sports suck for me. And I watch it. I watch every game. I'm there every day. And it's a miserable experience. So you don't get to just come here with your three Super Bowls, and God knows who else he's a fan of, but come here with your three Super Bowls, being like, "Oh, woe is me, we're losing in the for a three-peat." Go to hell.
You know what picture I'm
Yeah.
talking about. You saw that too, right?
Yes, I loved it.
Yeah. I
I was
thought it was
like,
hilarious.
honestly, and just from a pure like, I mean, I don't have children, from a parenting perspective, it's good, builds character.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Like just to I mean give a, you know, a personal example. I mean like my fiance's family, they're all Chiefs fans, but like the Chiefs have been fucking dog water their
Yeah,
entire
oh,
lives. So
I
like
res yeah, I do have
them getting
respect.
this is like, you know, like losing a Super Bowl, they're like, well, we got three others, you know. You
Yeah,
know, this isn't that bad.
I do have respect for like the lifelong Chiefs fans who have been through the shit, because there was sh before Andy Reid, there was a lot of shit. But yeah, just like the that kid and just other like the new Chiefs fans in general, just no. Go fuck yourself. You're
Yeah.
not gonna catch any sympathy from me. My teams suck.
Yeah, it was the DeVonta Smith touchdown, and then that picture were like my two favorite things from the weekend. If I had to rank them, it would be those two in that order.
I
So
agree.
I wanted to bring that up because I knew you guys would agree. Like, just like, fuck this kid. He doesn't deserve another one. He's already has
He
three.
doesn't. What has he done to deserve it? I
He hasn't
rescind
been
this
through the
comment if he
trenches.
has some sort of disease or anything, but
He didn't look like it.
he didn't.
But
And that, I feel like that would
we
have,
could be assuming something. So,
I feel like that would have come out by now if he had. But
yeah.
if he's just normal,
Which even then, I'd still be like,
normal kid.
you still have three.
Yeah.
You'll be fine.
I wouldn't be as vocal
Like, you'll
about
be
it,
fine.
but
You'll be
I'm.
fine going out with three.
God, that's three more than I'm gonna get, kid.
Three more than I'm gonna get, and you're gonna live like, God, 70%. I'm gonna live 70% longer than you, and then like you still have three more Super Bowls than I
if we
ever
go
will.
to Super Bowl the years lived ratio, he's crushing me.
He's crushing us, dude. It's a boat race, like it's not even close.
It's a dynasty numbers he's putting up.
I hope that's not in poor taste, but it
I
is,
some,
but
I mean it kind of
it
is, but what are you gonna
is.
do? But no.
It's how I feel. Like I can't just push those feelings down. It's how I feel.
That kid
I'm
can't push
jealous.
his
I'm
feelings
jealous of
down.
it. I'm jealous of a 10-year-old kid. Sorry.
Oh, this all comes from jealousy. Don't get me wrong. Like I would trade. Again, assuming he is of good health, I would trade places with him in a heartbeat.
Yeah, it's not disdain or it's pure
It's
jealousy.
pure jealousy,
That's what it comes
100%.
down to. Yeah.
Yes.
I'm jealous of you. You should
Yes.
be glad that I'm jealous of you. But at the same
Yes.
time, go fuck yourself.
I didn't see the kid on Twitter.
Okay. I'll show it to you in a little bit.
Okay. All right, so moving on from children crying, news came today that our friend of the show, Kadarius Toney, has been arrested for an alleged strangling. Interesting.
Who was he allegedly strangling?
I don't know. I didn't read it. I just saw the
Okay,
headline.
well, it
I guess I should have read it.
was a, I believe it was a lady. I'm trying to look up the story right now.
I believe that, yeah.
Keeping up with the Chiefs' long record of domestic violence issues.
Oh my God. Also worthy to note, Chiefs are 2-0 with Kadarius Toney on their Super Bowl roster. So
See on
just
the,
saying. He
did
was there
he,
last year.
yeah, was he on the year before? When he was off, that was the, when he was offside, was that the year before or last year?
That was last year.
Okay. I didn't know he was
And
on the
then
year before.
he got cut, you know, like
Oh
after
yeah, that's
in the off season, like as soon as they could, like
yeah.
Tony
But I
was a
remember. Sorry, he wasn't He didn't do anything to fuck up the Super Bowl. I don't think they played him.
I don't think he caught a pass.
I don't even think he stepped on the field
No.
for the Super Bowl. I mean, why
Still
would
got
you?
that ring.
Yeah.
But yeah, this article says, quote, Tony was accused of putting his hands around a woman's throat during a dispute at a Georgia residence on January 14th, per police documents. He allegedly squeezed with enough force to cause her to be unable to breathe. Doctors said that the alleged attack left the woman with red marks on her neck. And what the hell is that word? Petechial? That word mean anything to y'all?
We're not readers on this show.
Petechial?
Petechial?
Sure.
Petechial
Emerging in her
hemorrhaging.
eyes. I don't mean to laugh. That's not funny, but
No,
I saw it's been a while since I've seen a word and I was like, whoa.
Do you guys see this word right now? Yeah.
But no, all right, don't mean to laugh. Yeah, that's bad.
It's bad.
Doesn't I don't know if this is his first instance, but I mean, I feel like I'm never really surprised when any of these stories come out about NFL players doing this. So, as bad as that is to say, but
Yeah, this makes sense. Nobody wants that guy on their team.
well, now definitely not.
Yeah, I mean, before that. Yeah, this guy sucks. He can't even line up. He got cut from the Browns after a taunting penalty and muffing a punt. This guy, he can't do anything right. He can't even strangle a woman correctly.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Or maybe this was some sort of sex act, like some sort of, and
Okay.
he just choking fetish or whatever, and he
Now we're
just
getting
couldn't
into
do it right. He just couldn't do it right.
Trevor Bauer territory now.
Yeah.
It's pronounced petechial, if you were
Okay.
still wondering, Chris.
I was. So
Okay.
thank you for
A
that.
petechial hemorrhaging,
Chris has a
which,
book to write soon, so
yeah.
he
Well,
needs
it's
all the
just
words
nice.
he knows.
Sometimes it's nice to learn a new word.
Yeah. Sometimes that is nice. Is that all the football we have in us right now?
I
I
don't
don't
really
know.
know
It
what else
it's gonna
football is going on.
Kellen Moore, new Saints head coach. I mean, I feel like that's been kind of a thing for a couple weeks now, but it's official. I don't know if it changes anything, but
There was we Will, I don't know if you caught wind of this in the group me today, but we did have an interesting kind of back and forth in the group me today about what AJ Brown posted on Instagram.
no,
Chris,
I
if you
missed it. I
would,
was driving around today.
cool. Chris, if you would like to recap what AJ Brown said, then we can maybe get more into it.
He kind of said what Will said that Jalen Hurts said earlier in the episode, where he was like, "Yeah, we won." More or less, like, time to get back to work. Which I feel like you kind of get that at some point out of like a Super Bowl or whoever, whatever league champion. But it's usually not 2 days after. But yeah, he was pretty much just like, yeah, the feeling of being a champion is worn off. The main thrill I get from the game, or the main like joy I get from the game, is just defeating who's lined up next to me, or lined up across from me, I should say. And
Yeah,
I was like,
that's
I
sad.
sent a yeah, which that is awesome, but
When he was
that's a
like,
hard.
he's like, I love to see DBs with their heads down because I just smoked him. I was like, that's hard. Like, that's
Yeah, that's
fucking
cold.
savage. Yeah.
But I sent a message to our group mate. I tweeted out. I said, "Hey AJ, if you're not interested in winning Super Bowls, I have the perfect team for you," with the sword emoji.
Yes, come back
But
home.
Yeah, and I said that in our group. I was like, bring him home. Like, if he doesn't care about rings, bring him home. Which I feel like, I don't know, maybe it's just me. I feel like it's kind of weird to have that take kind of like unprompted 2 days after winning the Super Bowl. I
To
don't know. I feel...
not really feel like you won like a championship,
Yeah.
it is
Like,
kind of
say that
strange.
going back to camp next year or something. Like, hey, you're like, yeah, well, time to get back to work. You know, we won it last year or last season, whatever. It's, you say all that like stock answer stuff, but to say it 2 days after, I felt like that was a little strange.
Yeah, that's it's I don't know, like, do you win a Super Bowl? Like, if I won anything in any league, I'd be partying like Ovi, like when he won the Stanley. I'd be sleeping with the trophy.
You have to pry that thing out of my hands.
Yeah.
Especially if I was like a player of that caliber where I actually contributed. Yeah, you would have to pry that thing out of my hands as I slept. I'm not giving that thing over willingly.
Yeah. That so it's, I mean, it's
Well,
weird to me just as like a regular fucking guy, but you know, to them, they're athletes and their drive is competitiveness and I don't know.
so,
Other
but
shit.
I've got two things to kind of say about this, like sort of. One, these two teams have the shortest off season of all the other teams. So you kind of already have to be like in that mindset. If you want to be back here again, you kind of like have to flip that switch like pretty early. I will say that. It is a while, it is a little wild that you're already like there and you haven't even gotten to the parade yet, which is set for Friday. You know, after the parade, I would definitely be like in that, like I would try and be back in that mindset. But the other thing I want to say, I think Ovechkin would have celebrated the way he did if he won that in his, what's AJ in right now? His fifth season in the NFL, fifth or
Six,
sixth?
fifth or sixth, yeah.
Like I
Yeah.
still think he would have celebrated the way that he celebrated. But I think there is something to the longevity of how long you've been without winning. You know, and AJ even mentioned that he has never won anything. You know, like he didn't win like a national title. I'm not certain about his high school state championship or whatever, but he did say that he has never really won anything like this. And that's fair, but like I think the longer you're in it, the more that it means to you. You know what I mean? Like,
Oh, definitely.
yeah,
And
so,
yeah,
and
Ovi
he's
winning
got a
it.
long career ahead of him. So he could win this, I don't know, two, three more times, you know, like, so, but I use Ovechkin as an example because that was the biggest party animal that I've ever seen after winning a championship. And I believe if he would have won that championship at 19 years old, he would have celebrated the exact same way. Because it's Ovechkin. Every goal he scores is like the first goal he's ever scored. So he's going to party like it's the first championship he's ever won. So, but yeah, I think there is something about longevity and not winning something. Like, I don't know, like, what's a good example? Like, I mean, we didn't really. Even Matt Stafford, like being, you know, like in the league as long as he was and finally getting one, you really didn't see him like being like a party animal, you know? Like Tom Brady won his seventh in Tampa and came stumbling off that boat, you know?
Yeah, he did.
But he knows what it means to win. That was his seventh one. He's done this before, but he still appreciates winning. But I don't know. It's still odd to me, but at the same time I kind of get it. If you
Yeah.
guys know what I mean, but
I get what you're saying.
I mean, pretty much the key players on that team are pretty much in their prime. So it's kind of like if they want to do this more, then they have to fucking be in the mindset. So
AJ Brown did win a state championship in high school, though. Just
okay, well,
throwing
yeah,
that
there
there.
you go.
I've found this surprising. This is his, according to Wikipedia, his senior year high school stats. 83 catches for 1,300 yards, 13 touchdowns. I feel like he would have had a lot more than 13 touchdowns. I don't know who else was on that team. I don't know who he was playing against. I feel like AJ Brown in high school should have 5 touchdowns a game.
Yeah,
When
I mean you get
it,
better as you go
oh,
along.
I know,
Yeah,
but
but
whenever I see, like, I feel like whenever I see high school, like, stats from first round NFL guys, especially when they were like they're freaks of nature who weren't playing in Texas, like, he was playing sophomore Mississippi, so it's not like he was playing like in Texas where everybody goes to play. I feel like I always see it was like, oh yeah, he ran for 50,000 yards and had 82 touchdowns or some, obviously it's hyperbolic,
Yeah.
but it's something like otherworldly. And these are just normal, like normal, very good numbers, not like, holy shit, this guy's first round draft pick numbers.
Yeah, well, AJ Brown was second round. We'll say that.
That is true. You're right. That's
So
true. That's true.
those
That's true.
numbers are correct.
You're right. Forgot. Never mind. You're right.
Yeah.
Forgot to adjust.
But yeah, like to use as another example, Derrick Henry, what did he rush, like 2,400 yards in high school or some shit, something crazy. And there was still that like white kid who beat him out of
Mr.
the
Football or whatever.
yeah like in the state of Florida, like, and
Well,
that guy's not doing anything, like
that
that guy's
guy's
doing
selling
nothing.
car insurance now, just that trophy on his desk.
No, he had they interviewed that guy like a couple years ago. He keeps it in his like storage facility, like in a box. Like it's like in an old Gatorade box. I shit you not. You can look it up. Like
I believe you. That's just.
he does not care that he has that thing.
That's wild.
Yeah, it is wild.
That's kind of like, that's
Kind
like,
of
I
a gangster
respect
move
that.
though. Yeah.
Yeah, I respect that,
But
but I would, much better man than I would have a picture of Derrick Henry right next to it too. Like, that's who I beat
yeah.
out.
This
But
giant human. Yes. There was another point we had in the group me today that I did want to discuss. And I was hoping it would lead from the AJ thing to this, but I got to pull up the group me.
All right, while you're pulling it up, this is Derrick Henry 2012 2013 high school stats. 44,261 rushing yards, 9.22 yards per carry, 55 touchdowns.
Hey, and still a
That's what I'm
second
saying.
round pick.
Yeah, also Heisman winner, but yes. But it's just like what that when I see like, oh yes, this guy is going to dominate the NFL and be like one of the top of his position and a Super Bowl winner, which Derrick Henry isn't yet. I see that and I'm like, okay, that makes sense. Not like 13 touchdowns. No offense to AJ. Obviously he could, but yeah. Just stood out to me, is all I'm saying.
Yeah, but okay, I found the group me discussion about, the AJ thing. It's like one of our buddies said deep down, I'm scared that if one of my teams actually wins a title, it won't live up to the hype. And I made the point, or one of the our other friends made a point, is like winning is all that matters. And while true, I did make the point that I think it comes down to kind of what rankings, because we all, we spread our stock around, and we follow different franchises, whether it be college, NFL, MLB, NBA, NFL. Like we spread our stock around because we at that point you do have a better chance to win a title. But It comes down to which of those franchises would you rather have a championship for? Like, which one would be like your dream? Like, which one would live up to the hype, I guess. Because we all have a ranking of this one doesn't matter as much as this one. While still a championship, let's not tone it down and saying that, oh, it's just this because it's in this league. You know what I mean? Like, but it's still a championship. You're still going to celebrate accordingly that night and probably a couple of days after. You're going to go to the parade, you know, like you're going to have fun with it. But I don't think any championship would really be disappointing, but there would certainly be championships I would want to see over others,
For
if that
sure.
makes sense. Yeah.
Definitely. I just to the point where it's like what you made, like no championship is disappointing. Obviously not, but just to kind of further emphasize that point, I would say as of now, the Nashville Predators are towards the bottom of like my teams who I would like most want to win a title. But I still go back to that 2017 Cup run, and I'm like, when they beat the
Best
Ducks in
summer
game
ever.
six. When they beat the Ducks in game six, that was one of the happiest moments of
Yeah.
my life. So it's like, yes, they can still be towards the bottom of your rankings, but it's still like, especially for us, none of my teams have ever won, none of the teams I very deeply care for have won a championship. So especially when you're in that stance, yes, like every title is going to be the best day ever.
Yeah,
So,
every title will mean something. For sure. But you're going to celebrate harder for one over the other. That's just like kind of how it is. You're going to celebrate either harder or longer or like whatever you choose to do. That's just me coming from a personal opinion. Like, honestly, I would really like the Preds to win the Stanley Cup over the Titans winning the Super Bowl. I know that's crazy to say,
I agree.
but it's a more like it's a harder thing to go for, one. Because you got to win 16 fucking games to
It's the
get there.
hardest trophy to win in sports.
Yeah, you have to win 16. The NFL, you play 17 games a year. You know, like you have to win 16 to get that cup. Here, just broke shit. But
Damn.
I also have been following. I've loved that sport more than football for most of my life. So, but we all have our rankings, and I think I would. I don't think you could contact me for 3 to 4 business days if the Preds won the cup. It's like. So I'm kind of curious, like I think I know Will's as well, like he just said it, but I would really like to know your ranking, Chris, because I feel like you, well, I don't feel like it. I know you have more stock spread around.
Yeah. So it probably goes number one would be, is this like, okay, I get your question.
Yes.
Okay, so
Yeah, who would
it's Titans number one, and then
Okay.
Vols football two, three Vols basketball. And this is where it gets kind of hairy, where it's like teams that I root for more in this ranking. That applies, but like with teams that I root for, it goes Preds 4, Reds 5, just because the Reds are just a lost cause and have been for a decade. But in terms of teams where it would win more if they won a championship, the Reds leapfrog the Preds in that order because the Reds' ownership for however long the Castellinis have owned them is just malpractice for what they've been doing. So if they, and I don't want them to win a World Series as much as I would love for them to win one this year. I don't want them to win one with the Castellinis being the owners because that just will mean that they'll own the team forever and we're doomed to mediocrity. But If the Reds won a World Series, it would be like, okay, all those years suffering of being dead last, not just in the Central, but in the entire MLB, that's worth it. So it's more of a full circle moment. And also, the Reds are the only team that me and my dad share. So it would be like a very much like, how can you not be romantic about baseball moment? So that's where like a title up for a Reds title leapfrogs a Preds title, but I would still go absolutely ape shit for a Preds Cup, like I just said, when they beat the Ducks in Game Six. It was one of the happiest days of my life. So I will
And
not, but in terms of who I want to win a title more or which titles I'd be happiest with, it goes in that order.
right. So, for your, I guess, ranking, does the way that, these franchises are trending have anything to do with it as well? Because, the Preds are pretty bad right now.
Oh.
So is that kind of why they're more down? But I know the Titans, they were the worst team in the league. They're still your number one,
I
but
mean, it's also kind of, I mean, I feel like you could say this with any team or any person, your fandom kind of goes with how often you're able to watch the team. I get to watch the Preds 4 times a year, maybe. So
At
that,
best.
and like back when they were on TV every night, like we would watch every game together. So that, and that's when like they were at, like, and also they just happened to be pretty good at that stance. But my fandom for them was at an all-time high because I was able to watch them every night. You could say the same thing about the Reds, but now thanks to, I forget, I think they're going to be on the FanDuel TV thing. I'll be able to actually watch the Reds. So I'm very excited about that.
Are
The
you? Are you
Preds,
going to be able to watch the Reds?
I'm pretty sure.
Because the Preds are on FanDuel TV right now.
Maybe it's not FanDuel. It's some, now I forget the name of the network, but they are going to be on like on TV. But
Okay.
I will actually get to watch them, so that's exciting. But and also, it's kind of weird. I feel like I go to more Reds games than Preds games, but because my dad always wants to go. But also, just in terms of being able to watch them goes into it, and it's like I watch every Tennessee football game, almost every Tennessee basketball game, and I hate to say it, but I watch every second of pretty much every single Titans game. So.
Yeah, I think accessibility has a lot to do with how rankings go as well. But you like I said, you can't forget your roots as well. Like you bleed orange. Like even if you weren't able to watch, if you moved away and you weren't able to watch Tennessee games as regularly as you could, you'd still bleed orange, and they'd probably still be one or two, like up there,
Yeah, and that's just, like the only team who I guess I wouldn't quote unquote like wouldn't care nearly as much about is if the Pacers won, which going back to my dad, the only reason I'm a Pacers fan is because my dad likes them. I don't give a shit. Like I don't care. When they made a playoff run last year, that was fun. I did not honestly, like, I didn't give a shit. It's fun, but I mean, I would trade the Pacers could be dead last in the NBA for the rest of my life for a Titans Super Bowl appearance, if I'm being perfectly honest.
Yeah. Roy Hibbert, though, was that dude.
Dude, Roy Hibbert and Paul George, Danny Gray, those teams were good.
They were good. Yeah.
That's kind of what got me into it. I
Yeah.
mean,
Roy
Lance
Hibbert was that.
Stephenson,
Yeah. Roy
those
Hibbert was
teams
that
were fun.
dude. But yeah.
Those 2 years, Roy Hibbert was awesome.
Yeah.
After that, God. But those 2 years, man, he was amazing.
Yeah. I thought that was an interesting, conversation we had today.
Yeah,
So
I agree.
I wanted to dive a little bit deeper into it. Will, do you have anything to add to kind of this discussion?
The Predators were just like my first sports team that I actually like really cared about. And then, I mean, that's all I gotta add. And then it's the Titans, and then I don't know, maybe like Rey Mysterio after that to get a title.
John Cena? No.
John Cena, I mean, he's up there too, but
Yep.
it's tough to rank him. But the Predators are definitely up at the top for a title. I mean, that's all I really got to add there. With one sport leaving, now we got, we got the pick of the litter with college basketball, NBA basketball, and NHL. But NHL's on a 12-day break because it's a Four Nation face-off, and
Is going on right now.
which is going on right now, which I guess I should have asked Chris to tweet this out for us. But I put a unit on USA to take the whole thing plus 150.
Okay.
Pretty good odds. I mean, we got the best goalie in the tournament and the best decor, and
Who's our
so
goalie?
I'm our goalie's Hellebuck.
Oh, well, oh God, yeah. I mean,
It's
he's probably going to
Hellebuck,
win the Vezina this year, so.
Hellebuck, Ottinger, Swayman.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, death row.
Yeah, that's.
When Will sent that to our group chat, I threw half a unit on USA or to win the whole thing. Yeah,
I must have missed that. I didn't see that.
and still at 150
I'll
because,
say, yeah, you can still if you can get it right now, I'd
Yeah, I'll get
definitely
it.
recommend it.
Yeah,
I will
it's still at
say
150 because USA hasn't played yet.
before it's 2-0 Canada as we speak, first intermission. Before the game started, Will was talking about it's like Canada's power play is going to be the best ever, and they had one power play in the first period. I think they scored in the first 2 seconds. That's not an exaggeration.
Yeah.
I saw the face off. I looked up back to the screen. I looked back, and they had scored.
Yeah, it was I mean, I got it turned on right now
Oh, you do? Okay.
on the laptop. So I've been kind of keeping up with it. But
Currently, Canada's the favorite to
well,
win the
yeah, it's
whole thing.
Canada.
Oh, okay. Oh,
They
okay.
were
Gotcha.
they both had 150 when I got it.
I
Yeah.
see Canada's at 120, USA 150. But Will, when does the Frozen Four start? Do you know? Is that going to be in like April, March?
I think it's like the during the third or fourth round of March Madness when it's not
Okay. Yeah.
when it's no longer in March.
Ah, okay.
It is somewhere around there.
Well, we look forward to your future winner, as always.
Yeah,
Mr. Frozen Four.
Yeah, I
I've
mean.
been thinking about it, and I right now my gut is telling me Michigan State, because Michigan State has came out of fucking nowhere. You all right, Sean? All right, I'm just gonna keep talking then.
Michigan State.
Yeah, Michigan State, because they kind of fucking came out of nowhere this year, and I mean, they don't have, they line up with the properties I look for in a team to bet on when the Frozen Four begins. If they make it that far, it's great fucking goalie. Not as deep with NHL talent. They don't have a ton of players that have been drafted or are kind of in the sort of draft projection for like the first or second round for this coming NHL draft. So that's, I mean, that's the pick right now. I don't I've done incredibly very little research, but that is the play right now. They're also the number one team in the NCAA right now. So it's,
So, would you take them right now at plus 500?
I was just about to ask. Or BC at plus 320.
I would say that I cannot make an informed decision at this point.
That's responsible.
Yeah. But
I'm.
everything I've said stands. The Michigan State has all the factors of the team that I look for. Like they're Denver, they're Quinnipiac, These are the teams. They're not blowing people out of the water. They're a good ass
They're
fucking
just
team. I think they were, I don't know if they're still number one, but they were number one for a while on the NCAA rankings. Great goalie, not super deep with NHL talent, and that's kind of always the team that wins.
Can I
I know.
propose a proposition?
Well, yeah.
If this USA bet cashes, you just immediately bet it on East Michigan.
Michigan State.
Michigan State, sorry. Michigan State. You just immediately bet it. You just roll it over. You just
I
you
don't hate
take your
that.
bet and your winnings and just roll it over on a Michigan State.
Okay.
I mean,
I'll
look.
do
I
it.
mean, like, obviously, you've got a little under 2 weeks to, dig a little more into this, and you
Oh,
can,
yes.
do your research, and maybe you'll feel a little more confident after your bet cashes.
Yes.
So that's just a proposition
Yes.
that if you are open to it.
I'm open to it. I mean, I only threw a unit on something that was plus 150, so it's not going to be it'll be, I mean, if it wins, then it'll be right around what I probably put on the Frozen Four, which is like two and a half units,
Exactly. Yeah.
maybe three. So,
So it's
I
perfect.
mean, it makes sense. But this is just a more streamlined way of doing it.
Yeah, you just take your winnings and then you just keep it going.
Yeah, just keep betting.
Yeah, just
Never
keep
stop
put
betting.
it all on black
Yes.
and
I know diddly poo about hockey, college hockey especially, but Maine plus 1200 is catching my eye.
Maine has been, I've heard some noise about Maine. They've been playing a lot better. They've been dog shit for the past 25 years.
Let's go.
But they got a new coach last year, and he did a lot of work last year to set up for this year, which they're finally pretty decent again. The Maine Black Bears.
Plus 1200. We'll see.
Gotta look into it.
Yep.
I'm gonna dig a little bit. See
Yeah,
what I can
that's
find.
all I'm that's really all I'm asking. It's just like you got a little under 2 weeks, do a little digging, and then just I'm not even let's just take Michigan State out of it. Let's just roll over your winnings from the Four Nations into your college hockey future. I know it's a bit early, but that's when we can get the best odds.
Yeah. It's just it's like my fucking gut is telling me Michigan State, the Spartans, just because they came out of nowhere this year and they line up with the Will Palmer Frozen Four factors.
I like
The
it.
WPFFF.
All right.
The WWF.
Well, with that, do you want to wrap up?
Yes, I will wrap up. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for watching. Really appreciate it. Check out the description for a 15% off of a premium membership of the Trend Center app, the greatest tool for sports bettors on the planet. We will be using it. Yes, Chris.
I was Trend Center plug came in clutch with me last night. College basketball, USC minus 4.5 to win by like 20, and then tonight Davidson UMass under 147.5 also cashed thanks to the Trend Center. So
Thank you, Trend Center. So yes, check that out. Link is in the description. Use the code TFTM. It's the greatest tool on the planet for sports bettors. But yeah, follow us on everything for Twitter picks. And yeah, I think that's all we got. So there's three of us. Now let's make some money. Bow.
Woo! All right. There it goes.
Ha 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 ha!